going to start a new issue regarding Dayanim, and that is that we hear many times that there's compromises. Instead of having a Din Torah, they decide to have a compromise. Now, we'll talk tonight when it's advisable to ask for compromises, when it's not. The topic is Pshara. We're going to do it all in one night. Next week we'll start talking about evidence that's given during a Din Torah, which will mainly be Hilchos Eidos, and we'll talk about different types of evidence through tape recorders and through videos, and there's DNA evidence and polygraph. We're going to talk about different circumstantial evidence. That's all we're going to talk about in future weeks. Just to mention that after tonight we're going to have two more shiurim before we take the summer break. The rest of the Eidos will be in Elul when we pick up again. So tonight we'll talk about Pshara, compromise. Now, we're not talking about one topic. When we're talking about compromise, we're talking about when a Bezdin makes a compromise. We're not talking about when people should make compromises. Like when we have a dispute with someone, so our question is to ourselves now, what should we do? Should we go fight for it? He robbed me, and he owes me money, and he did bad things to me, and I'm going to take him to the Torah and get every penny from him. Or should I be mevater? Should I compromise? Right. So we're not talking about that issue, because that issue, the answer is certainly that we should always compromise. I mean, that's nothing to talk about. So when we're talking about compromise, we're not talking about beforehand. Beforehand, you should always compromise. Of course, there's limits to it. You think that by compromising, you're going to lose it again. So, that's always something that is not in Shulchan Aruch. That's something in the Musar Svarim, in Gemaras, that we should not have to stand on every single penny. The fact that we're right doesn't mean that we should go fight for it, because who says that that's right, to fight for every single penny that we deserve? There's nothing wrong with it. We spend money on we spend money at a store, and then we find out we could have gotten it cheaper at the other store, so that money is gone. So same thing. So it could be that someone gypped us out of some money, or they didn't give us a good product, but it's still worth being mevater. That's something that we're not talking about tonight. We're talking about what happens when the people decided not to be mevater, and they said, we want to go to a Din Torah and find out who's right. So the shaila tonight is, what's the Beis Din's attitude towards this Din Torah? Is the Beis Din supposed to try to promote a compromise or not? Now, what's the issue? The issue is that if I want to compromise, I could compromise on my money. I say, that's, I think I could win a Din Torah, and I think I could take you to a Din Torah, and then show that the work you did for me wasn't right, or that you never pay me back in full what you owed me, and I could prove it. So is it worth it? My while? So I decide it's not worth my while, and I'm mindful of the money, or I decide not to press for it. Now, maybe another day when I see that you're better off, I might ask you for it. But right now I'm deciding to be mevater it. I could do that. But if I am now a Dayan, and I'm going to a Din Torah, if I'm going to a Din Torah, now the Dayanim, what's their stance? What should they be doing? Should they be trying to get the people to compromise and make shalom with each other, or should they be trying to find out who's right here and what the halacha is? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So my focus in the Gemara, Sanhedrin involved on the days, I'm quoting the part that we're paskin like. The Brisa says like this, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Yeshua Mekarcha says, mitzvah litzoa. It's a mitzvah for a judge to arbitrate a compromise. We're talking, once again, the Dayanim now. This is after they decided not to, the Bali Din decided not to settle it themselves. They are, and Yeshua Mekarcha says, even though they're in a Din Torah now, it's still a mitzvah for the judge to try to find a compromise. Shenamri, because the Pasuk says, Emesh u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'shareichem. Execute truth and judgment of peace in your gates. So it's mishpat shalom. That's the lashon. A mishpat, a judgment of shalom. So what's that mean? Mishpat. If you're going to say psak halacha, then you're right and you're wrong. In shalom, there's not going to be peace at the end, because the one that lost is not going to be happy. If you're going to make peace, ain mishpat, then what judgment did you do? Ela Eiza Hu Mishpat Sheyesh Bo Shalom. What's it mean that you have a judgment where there is Shalom? Havi Omer Zepitzua. That's when you make a compromise. When you're compromising, and that's also, we'll see, compromise doesn't mean, well, you say that he owes you $1,000, and he says he only owes you $500, so we'll compromise to make it $750. Right, that's not mishpat. That's just dam shalom, or maybe it's nothing. We're saying there has to be a mishpat, a judgment in which there's some compromise. And we'll elaborate on that as the evening progresses. V'chem b'David omer, by David also, it says, there's a pasuk, v'hi David osa mishpat utzdaka. David HaMelech would do mishpat, judgment, utzdaka, and tzedaka, charity, tzedaka. So what's it mean, mishpat and tzedaka? Although come up with mishpat and tzedaka, if you're passing the halacha, you're right, you're wrong, there's no tzedaka over there. Utzdaka, if you think even tzedaka in mishpat, what judgment was there? Eleizon, mishpat, shishpat, tzedaka, havyom ezei bitzua, that's a judgment in which there is some charity, that is a psak halacha with compromise. Once again, it's not that you're just splitting the difference and you don't have any judgment. You're just telling him to give him a tzedakah, or asking him to not take what he's owed, and that should be the tzedakah. There's mishpat in which there's tzedakah, which we're going to discuss tonight. The next part of the Raisa, another part of the later part of the Raisa says like this: Rashi ben Menasi Omer, Shnayim Shelo Lefanacha LeDin. Two people came in front of you for din. Ashelo Tishma Divrayim. Before you heard what they hold, Omer said Tishma Divrayim. Or even if you already heard their tainus, Viatal Yodei Leechan Dinuta. But you don't know who's right yet. So at that point, Atal Rishayi Lomer Lensu Levisu. At that point, you can tell them go ahead and compromise. But Misha Tishma Divrayim. But once you know the case. And you know what the psak halacha should be. You already worked it all out, and you know Reuven is right and Shimon is wrong. At that point, so at that point, you can't tell them to make a compromise. You should get rid of the water, the fighting, at the beginning of the judgment, before it's clear, it's revealed who's right. That's when you can say, give up the fight. But once you know already the halacha, then there is no compromise. We're not going to talk about that not too much tonight, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is also that once there's a gemar din, when you already said, Reuven, you are a potter, and Shimon, you're a chayiv, at that point, the judges cannot engage in any compromise, arbitration for a compromise. They already passed the halacha is, and at that point, that's not their job to arrange a compromise. Other people can. Right now, a third party could say, Reuven, you won $1 million and Shimon lost the whole thing, and how's he going to pay for it? Why don't you at least give him a 10% discount, do something for him, make shalom? Someone else can do that, but the Dayanim should not do that anymore. So, this is the Braisa. There are other opinions in the Braisa that hold that you should not do compromise, because what right do you have to do that? Reuven is owed money. What right do you have to try to convince him to accept the compromise? But halacha is like Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav, halacha k'Yeshua ben Karcha. Halacha is like Yeshua ben Karcha, that you're supposed to find a compromise. Correct the Gemara, and it's important to hear the words here because that'll be very nogeya in the first part of this year. Eini, unless we already hear the first part, but for the next part. Correct the Gemara. Eini, is that so? B'ha Rav Huna Talmidi de Rav Hava. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. You always hear Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav in Gemara. And Kiyava also the Kami to Rav Huna, when people would come to Rav Huna with a fight, Armelu, he would say to them, Idina b'isa, Ipshura b'isa. If you want, I can paskin a shayla for you as a din Torah, and if you want, I can give you a compromise. Now, the halacha is that you're supposed to try to look for compromise. Why don't you just give the choice to them? So enter the Gemara, my mitzvah nami to come Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. When Rav Yeshua ben Karcha said it's a mitzvah, what did he mean? He meant it's a mitzvah to tell the people that are fighting, e dina beisa, ibshar beisa. If you want to have a din Torah, I'll do that. If you want compromise, I will do that. But that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. So we paskin that even though the people decided not to make a compromise on themselves, and they came to a din Torah ready to get blood, to get every penny that they are owed, the dayanim have a mitzvah to try to tell them to do a compromise. Now, how do you do that exactly? Let's see the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is. mitzvah lamel v'alidinim v'tchilas hadin. It's a mitzvah to tell the v'alidinim in the beginning. V'tchil in the beginning. Hadin atem rotzim. Do you want to have din? Oh, v'pshara, or do you want compromise? Im rotzim v'pshara. If they want compromise, ozim v'neim shara. You do compromise. Now, what's the nature of the judge's role over here? So it's a machlokes achronim on the page on the daf in the Shulchan Aruch. The Sma says that when we say it's a mitzvah to do pshara, that means you should try to convince the Baal Edinim, look, you're having it in Torah over here, but it's not worth it to try to go for every penny. Agree to have an arbitration of some pshara or some compromise. That's the best thing to do. And the Sma says that's what the Shulchan Aruch means, and the Sivas Aruch HaShulchan also say that that's what the Dayanim are supposed to do. They're supposed to try to convince the litigants, you know, it's not worth going for every penny. Why don't you try to have a compromise? The Taz disagrees. He quotes the Maral in Prague, and he says, from the Lashon of the Gemara, when Rav Huna said, "Idin b'risei pshara," Rav Huna said what you're supposed to say. He said, do you want din? Do you want pshara? And according to our Gersa, din comes first. Some have pshara first. But he just said, do you want matter-of-factly? Here I am. I can provide din for you. I can provide pshara for you. So the Taz says from this, the Maral he's quoting, says, "She'ein lirdav kokach achra pshara." Don't run after pshara so much. Rock the army, Louis. Just tell him, "Midin abisa." If you do you want din, do you want pshara? I'm willing to supply both. That's a pasha pshara in the Gemara, the way he understands it, and it certainly could finish in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the role of Dayanim. They just open up the possibility in the minds of the litigants that, you know, maybe it's not worth fighting for every penny. If you want, we can make a compromise, and through that there'll be shalom, there'll be tzedakah, and it might be worth your while. So we have a machlokas sma, along with the nesivos and aruch hashulchan, against the taz and the tumim, what it means to say that the dayanim are supposed to try for compromises. Does that mean they just inform the baal din, they inform the litigants, you know, I can also work for a compromise here, you don't have to go for every penny? Or is this like the Sma says, that they should try to convince them, you know, it's really the best thing is to try to find a compromise, find a way out, and don't go for every penny? That's the machlokas, the Sma and the Taz. No, it means that I'm going to paskin with a compromise. They already decided not to. You know, the first thing the Bezin will do is tell them, you know, maybe don't even bother with us. Go outside and find the compromise yourself. Okay, so they don't want to do that. They can't do. They tried already. Now they come to the Din Torah. Now the Dayanim say, we're going to listen to all the Tainis, and that's what I was hinting at before. It's not that they just say, how much do you want, and how much do you want, and we'll cut it in the middle. Yeah, that's what we do, compromises. But they don't do that. They say, look, we're going to hear all the Tainis. Either way, we're going to hear every piece of evidence, and we're going to spend as much time looking up the Shilas. Either way, that's not going to be the issue over here. Our question to you is, how do you want the decision to be rendered? Do you want to have strict din Torah? If you're right, you're 100% right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Or do you want us to give a verdict with a little bit of leeway, with a little bit of a compromise, where there won't be such a strict din in it? That's what you were asking the Bali din. There are three Hirsch Kalisher in the Maznai. The Mishnah says that they're really not arguing. The Taz and the Sna aren't, first of all, they are arguing, but he wants to try to find some compromise between them. He's making up Shara between the Sna and the Taz. He says like this, how can you ask the two people, or how can you convince them, try to convince them, why did you do Pshara? Maybe, like we said before, maybe one of the people here is totally crooked, and he's just trying to get some money, and he says, oh, this person I hired, and I paid him all the money, and he didn't do the job, I want all my money back. And the truth is, he did a fine job, and you didn't even pay the whole money, just making up some story. And the other person is just a victim. So how can you ask that victim, how can you recommend to the victim that he should compromise against a crook? But if it's like someone makes an honest mistake, or he has hard times, now that's where you can start being mevater. But if someone's a crook, so there's no reason why you should try to be mevater in that case, unless you're worried he'll do worse, you're scared of him, that might be a different issue. But as a dayan, if you haven't heard what the case is, how can you go and start trying to convince one of the litigants that he should accept a compromise decision at the end. And that's what he said, that's where the Taz and the Tumim are saying that you don't convince, you just tell them. You have to ask, that's what the Gemara says. Tell them this is a choice, because you don't know, maybe it's not, maybe it is. There's two sides to the story over here, and each have some elements of truth, and maybe a pshar would be better. So in the beginning, you just tell them, you know, there's a choice here, you have din or you have pshara, without trying to persuade them to do either one of them. Once you are beginning to hear the two sides, and he says, oh, he did this and this, and the other says, he did it and this, and you see that they were really good friends all along, and now it's just a little misunderstanding, ended up in a big fight, so then you can start saying, you know, maybe you'd be better off, let's turn this into a pshara, because you don't know, that it's not the Gemara Din yet, you know, certainly it's, you're just beginning to hear the tain, as you say, okay, you say this, what do you say? You know, I think it'd be best thing for you to look for a pshara over here. We'll paskin as the dayan, and we're going to paskin a pshara here if you agree. And he says that's where the sma, the nesivas, and our chashulchan are correct. That in that case is where we should look for a pshara. You should try to persuade them to go for a pshara. Okay, that's the machlokas, the sma, and the taz, with maybe a little bit of a bridge. Now the shulchan aruch continues in the same siv, simin yod beis siv beis. He continues. Any bezin that always makes pshara is mishuvach. Now that l'chor is fair, because we just said that it's not so simple what it means that you're supposed to ask for a pshara. It's supposed to mean that any bezin that does pshara is mishuvach. So l'ch psuk over here, I think he's saying on his own here also, he wants to say that everyone will agree to this, that even if you hold like the taz, that you don't try to persuade the dayan to go for a pshara. But once you start the case and they agreed to, the Baal HaDin themselves came in that they wanted to do pshara, and you go and then they start maybe changing their mind, and you say, no, let's go, let's continue with pshara. Once they decide with pshara, you try to help them along that they should continue with this idea of going through a pshara, that's meshuvach, and if the bezin always does pshara in such a way, it's the best way to end disputes, because not only do we have a solution to the fight, that hopefully there'll be shalom at the end of it, because no one won the whole amount, and the other person feels like everyone feels like they got something. Of course, they could both complain they didn't win the whole thing, but I guess the assumption is that if you do it in the right way, you make everyone a little bit happy, and you end up with a pshara. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, what exactly? Let's learn some examples of pshara. Like, when do you make a pshara? What's it mean to make a pshara? So, the Shulchan Aruch says one example. Im chayev bez in shvua, im chiyev beis in shvua le'echad mehem, if the bezin obligated one of the parties, you know, based on the evidence and the different tainas, they said one person is chayev shvua, and we don't want people to make shvuas. So rishoya bezin lasa pshara beinayim, the bezin's allowed to make a pshara, and this is even after they've already said a gemar din, k'dei lipatim on a shvua, that to save the person from getting punished for making a wrong shvua. So that's one example. Another example would be if one of the Baal HaDin is very rich and the other one's very poor, and the very rich one won, and maybe you would say, you know, have a little rachmanis on this person, go with Nimishuras HaDin, there'll be tzedakah, there'll be some svara of with Nimishuras HaDin. So the Rama says, Ein Bezin Yuch, so that would be a case where you make up Shara, but the Rama says, Ein Bezin Yichon Lachuf Lichonis with Nimishuras HaDin. You can't force the wealthy person, or we'll see other reasons why you might go with Nimishur as a din. You can't force him to go with Nimishur as a din. Even though it seems proper a thing, and some argue and say the Bezin can render a decision that says that you should go with Nimishur as a din. That's Yesh Cholkin, and the Bach, the Shach brings him, says, this is a minig in every single Bezin in Israel, at least in his times, to force the rich person to be mevater a little bit, whatever is roi, even though he shouldn't have to. No. That's a din of Limashur Sadin. Right, that's the difference. The pasuk is saying, when you're a dayan, and you're saying, who's right and who's wrong here? don't care, and that's what halacha is, and we didn't learn that, but the Shulchan Aruch says they should both be wearing the same quality of clothes, they should both be exactly equal in your eyes, you shouldn't see any difference between them, and you're passing the shayla. Who's right? Reuven is right, and Shimon is wrong. Reuven is right 100%, and he should not have to pay a penny, and Shimon is going to now go home without a penny to his name, and because of this loophole that Reuven was right and he won. But you have nothing wrong as a dayan or as a rav or as a friend to tell Reuven, you know, what are you doing? You're not going to take your money with you. And here it was. So you got putter because it was only a grumma and it wasn't they couldn't force you to pay. But you know, you ruined his car and his only parnasa, and so you got off the hook. But be a mensch. Right, that's what the Rama and the Bach is talking about.
What's the
law of what? Yeah, so that's a good question. Lokov, the most poskim say means to convince him. Convince him, not string him on. Right, you convince him. Okay, so anyway, that's one example where we'll go for a pshara. We once again poskim the halacha. But we can tell people to be a mensch, and according to the Bach, that's a minig and a bezdin. I'm not sure what the minig. I don't know nowadays what the minig is. I'm just reading what poskim say, you know, and that's what the Bach says. Now, what's a pshara? It's a shari mishpat. A new sefer says, like we said all along, pshara doesn't mean that you say he owes you $1,000 and he says he only owes $500. So we'll split it in the middle, make it $750. That's not a pshara. Pshara means that you're listening to all the tainas, you listen to all the svaras, but sometimes there's reasons to make a compromise. I already said a few of them that Mishpat Yatar brings some of these reasons, like a case where he was masochim. He really did damage him, but according to the halacha, since it's a grama, and so he's pater, and it's even animal. And he might have done a really rotten thing. He did it on purpose. He purposely went and he put glue in the well, that's a mazik. He purposely did something that he couldn't start his car in the morning. He parked right in front so he couldn't get his car out, and there was a grumma from that that the car wouldn't start, or maybe he opened the door. That might be that's probably also a mazik gomer. But he did a grumma with malicious intent, and he goes to the Bezdin and Bill pointed in Torah, it's a grumma, and then you're a potter. So in a case like that, the Dayanim have a right to say, you know, it's true that you did a loophole on you, know all the chashim mishpat, different things, tricks you could do on people, and end up pater and a bezdin, but it's not a right thing to do, and we're going to pass on a pshara over here. You're going to have to pay something anyway. Another typical case is where he's pater, but he has to make a shvua. He has to swear in order to be pater, and we don't want to make a swear, so a typical thing of Bezdin will do was they say, okay, if you swore, you'd win the whole case. We don't want you to swear. We're going to deduct a third, and you'll take that amount without swearing. That's another reason why they would want to compromise. Another example the Mishpat Torah brings is, you had someone who was working many years at his job, and he's getting older now, and he can't really do as well as he used to. And the employer says, you know, you have to do 10 tax returns every hour like you used to, or you're going to have to go, or you're in some other thing, and he just can't any longer. So he was warned, and they say, okay, we have to let you go. Okay, so we learned in Hilchos Chirus that it could be that he really wasn't allowed to. But let's assume that there was reason he said that he saw him. He was started pocketing some of the things, and there was reason to let him go. But on the other hand, he worked loyally all these years, and now he's so old, and he has no way of making a living, and under normal circumstances, he should get some severance pay. Over here, Pete and Dora, he found some way out that he didn't have to. So there also the Bezin will say, okay, you have a right to fire him, but at least make some settlement, give him something. That's another case where they would give up shara. And finally, he says that if it's in order to make shalom, that's something that's very important. That if through And that should be the goal. The goal isn't just to split the middle. The goal is that there should be, that everyone should leave feeling that, okay, the Bezin heard my kind, I was right. Okay, so they wanted me to move out a little bit, and you don't feel so bad. You know that you were right, and they said that you're right, but they said, look, he's old, or he's something, he's poor, there's no way he can survive this, and there was, he had some elements of truth. Another example he gives is, how much damage was it? And they try to get estimates, and the estimates, one says $10,000, one says $5,000, one says $6,000, there's no way of finding exactly what the damage was to the house, to the car. You know, houses change value so easily, and there's so many estimates you can get. So there also, it's a place, so let's take one of it in the middle towards the side that was more wrong, we'll go further to that side. But that's what we're talking about, compromises, where we go through the whole din Torah, we go through the hearing all the tainas clearly and passing very clearly, but there are some gray areas where there's some room to tilt one way or the other to make shalom, or because it's not so clear, or because the person that won the argument wasn't 100% right, or because he's better off than the other person, and it will be a good limud for him to be mevater a little bit. So those are cases where if they agreed to pshara in the beginning, you could do pshara. Right? We're talking where they agreed to pshara. If they said they didn't want pshara, so then you can't do it. Right, but assuming they had agreed for a pshara, this is where you do a pshara, and this is the form that pshara takes. I mean, that's pretty much the sugya of pshara. Now, there's one halach at the end of the siman, which kind of erases a lot of what we said. And the Shulchan Aruch says like this, there's not too many mefarshim on it, but Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chaf, the last Sif in the siman, says like this. Srichim hadayonim lishrachek mikol hayecholas shlo yikavel aliyem lodun din Torah. The dayonim have to try as hard as they can not to accept upon themselves to judge a din Torah. They should always try to find a pshara. Right now, what do you do with all that we learned until now? We said that, okay, you have to, it's a shayla, what it even means, a mitzvah to make a pshara, whether you should just offer to them or try to persuade them, but it certainly seems that it's an option to make a din Torah. What's the Shulchan Aruch at the very end now? If he goes through all the halachos of pshara, he says, we said it was meshuvach to always do pshara. Now he says, tzrichim hadayonim l'tzrach, they have to get as far away as possible from judging a din Torah. How's that fit with what we learned until now? So the Mepharshim say this is based on the Yerushalmi. It is based on the Yerushalmi. There wasn't room to put the Yerushalmi inside, but the Yerushalmi says like this. I have the Halacha Psukas rendering of the Yerushalmi. It's not word for word. He says like this: Ein hadayonim murzakim chachamim urvikim lodin kedin Torah. Nowadays, everything we said until now was the way it should be, but nowadays times have changed. The Yerushalmi says already, the dayonim nowadays are not so smart. They don't know the Halacha so well that they could faithfully paskin the din Torah perfectly right. Why? Nowadays we don't have the same understanding of Torah that we used to have in times of the Gemara. They knew everything about that. There was nothing written down. Now we have to look up Sfarim and figure out. We don't know Torah like we used to do. Lefichach, therefore, that dayonim should be save themselves from getting punished in Yitzu if they would make a mistake, which is very possible nowadays. Lo yikabel aleihem lodin din Torah, they should not accept upon themselves to do a din Torah, even though both people, the Baalei Din, say we want a din Torah. Feel Yidushu ke Baalei Din. They both say we want to have din Torah. We don't want pshara. And they say that's what we want. So the Shulchan Aruch is passing based on the Yerushalmi that you should say, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Elo Yomalam, what do you tell the Baalei Din? You tell them, Einena Yodim Din Torah. You know, we're not so smart nowadays. We're nervous about giving a Din Torah. Elo Hareinu Danchem Eschem Lepitano Seichem. We'll do our best we can. We'll listen to your tainas and we'll go through everything. Dayonim should go, anything, everything, always a Besen should go through. Hashem will punish anyone who is lying here. And you just accept whatever we tell you. Right? That's the halacha psuka based on the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi saying it's times have changed. We aren't smart enough to paskin a din Torah, and the Dayanim therefore have to try their very best to avoid getting themselves into such a situation. And everything we said until now was when times were good, when the Dayanim had a choice. They knew they could make a din Torah because they knew Kol HaTorah Kula. They knew everything clearly, and whatever came in front of them, they would be able to paskin, you're right, you're wrong, and finish. And in that case, they would give the Bali din a choice. Do you want to hear a din Torah, or do you want to have pshara? Or according to this, even in that case, they would try to convince them to have a pshara, because that's best if you have shalom at the end. And once the two Bali din agreed that they were willing to have a pshara, so then the Bati dinim would go through the din Torah as a pshara din Torah with some sort of compromise at the end. That was when things were going well. But nowadays, we don't have Dayanim like that. They're no Kol HaTorah Kula. We have to look up Svarim, and we have to figure it out, and we're not clear. It's not so simple nowadays. Just each little simon in Shulchan Aruch could be a whole sefer and figure it out. It's not like it used to be. The Dayanim recognized from the times of the Yerushalmi already, the time which is shortly after the Churban Bayis, that they recognized that things weren't the same anymore, and they couldn't judge Din Torah like they had until then. So that's what Shulchan Aruch brings us in Halacha. He brings the Yerushalmi, the Torah brings it, Shulchan Aruch brings it in Halacha, that nowadays the Dayanim should try their very best and say, tell the Bali Din, look, you went in Torah, we're sorry, we can't provide that. We have to make there's something called a pshara kara l'din. We'll try to make it close to the din Torah, but you have to know that there's an option of pshara over here. If someone's really out and out lying and doesn't deserve a penny, Hashem will take care of him. We hope that that's not what's happening here, but that's what the Dayanim should do. So that's an overview of the rules of pshara. And once again, pshara does not mean to split in the middle. It means hear the case and know that there is a way of telling a person to be a mensch, or if there's a little bit of ambiguity, or there both sides have some merit, that you can find some way of finding a middle ground, and that is what the Dayanim should try to do. Right, the whole sin in Shulchan Aruch was talking api based on the Gemara, Bavli, and the Rishonim, and the whole halacha. No, they do Matrash Meshubah. Right, if they do it nowadays, even if they both say they don't want it, then you should say, as a dying, you say, I'm sorry, we things are different now, we can't really provide it. And there's not many Mefarshim with that last Simon, the Gaon says, is from the Yerushalmi, and that's the later post-game saying that's based on this Yerushalmi.